they're going to come at you because, you know, I mean, I was undrafted, all that stuff, and then you have proven players as Kareem and J-Jo. So, I mean, if I was a quarterback on the side, I'll go at me too, and I'm loving every bit of it.
But now they're finding out.
I mean, at the end of the day, they're still going to do it. I don't have a problem with that. I'm just trying to compete and help out. You know, if they throw it at me and I could help the team get off the field, I'm just doing my job, so.
How familiar are you with Andre Johnson? He was legendary here.
Definitely.
Played against him when he was with the Titans. What are your thoughts? He's calling it quits.
Man, to me, I felt like he was one of the best receivers over there, and that's no disrespect to the other receivers. I just like the way he always played because I was always a big fan, so maybe I'm being biased, and I was with him here my rookie year. But, you know, he had a great career. He's a Hall of Famer in my book, man. And, I mean, I hate to see him retire, like, in the middle of the season, but I'm sure that he's doing the right thing, and I believe that he believes he's doing the right thing, so congratulations on a great career. I'm rooting for you getting the Hall of Fame because I believe it's going to happen. So, yeah.
What impressed you the most about him? His toughness or his – I mean, he's quiet, obviously, but he still was a leader. I mean, if he just whispered, everyone listened.
What impressed me about it, and that's the approach I try to take now, is, like, he always stayed humble, and he showed that you don't have to be vocal and all that stuff to be a leader, that you just have to lead by example. And he always worked hard, and just to be able to be in his league this long and take care of your body and still play at the top of your game, you know, that's amazing, and that's one thing that I pray I could do. And just to see him do it, you know that it's possible.
One of the things you guys haven't had a whole lot of this year is takeaways. What can you guys do differently, like work on over the bye to make some of those happen again like they were last year?
I mean, we're just going to have to hope they come to us. You know, at the end of the day, we're not getting takeaways, but we're playing great defense. You know, we're playing the run good now. We're playing the pass good now. We're playing to our help. We're playing tight coverage. Usually in man, sometimes you have your back to the ball. You can't look back. I mean, we're always playing with good technique, and that's one thing about the DBs because, like our coach tells us, if you look back, you're going to see a catch. You know, playing man, you're going to get different type of routes, back shoulders. You don't know when the ball's coming. So, I mean, we're going to have our opportunities, and then when they touch our hands, we just got to catch them.
And the end goal is just keep them out of the end zone, too.
Definitely. Just play great defense, get off the field, and get the ball in our offensive hands. And if we could get more takeaways, it'll be even better.
What are you going to do on the bye week?
Going to Atlanta, taking my daughter there. Corey Moore is going to stay at my house, so we're going to work out, probably watch some film. I'm dead serious, though. But I'm going to take my daughter to Coca-Cola Factory, spend time with all my friends and my family. So, but, I mean, I think my dad and my stepmom are looking more towards that than me. So I know that all I'm going to be hearing is no from my daughter. I'm going to see her drinking soda because my dad gives a one-year-old soda. I don't know what grandpa does that, but So I'm getting ready for her not going to bed till 11. But, I mean, it's just I just love to see, like, my daughter spend all that time with my dad and her grandma, too. So, I mean, that's pretty much it. Just spend time with my daughter, stay on top of my film, working out, and staying on top of my technique and just hanging with one of my teammates. So,
how much other football do you watch during the bye week?
I watch a lot, really.
Watch other teams or college?
Oh, definitely. I try to watch the teams that's coming up that were playing. And I believe I don't know the Jaguars play. I know the Raiders are playing the Broncos, so I'm gonna look into that game because we're yeah. And then I watched some film, and then I might actually catch a high school game, one of my high school games in Tucker. So I try to always stay on top of football because you know you see stuff from other teams, but they might run that against us, and I always think that they might run that. So always just staying on top helps out a lot.